Anyweb.
It's a new cryptocurrency ATM in South Africa being launched as well this week. The South African cryptocurrency technology company Vendibit revealing a new and improved version of their cryptocurrency ATM. On the line, Daniel Capiello, who is the Vendibit senior blockchain consultant. Daniel, thank you so much for joining us. It's not the first. You initially did launch back in 2014. Perhaps not so well received at the time. I don't think the boom in Bitcoin or the like was expected at that point in time. But for now, how do you see this one faring?
Good morning, sir, and thank you for having us. It's a very exciting time here at Vendibit as we're bringing, a relaunch of the first African so-called Bitcoin ATM, as we call a VTM. Hardware and software have been upgraded since 2014.
Sure.
We perhaps were a bit early in the market several years ago, but certainly things have changed and the public awareness has increased about cryptocurrencies. And our goal at Vendibit is bring high tech down to earth.
Yeah,
this machine is humanizing and democratizing access to this new phenomenon called cryptocurrencies.
Are you worried at all about regulation, which still hasn't perhaps caught up with the technology itself?
Well, certainly we don't exist in a bubble, and we're very aware that there is regulation and it is also evolving. We look forward to working together with the regulators and are very blessed to have on board our team some of the brightest minds in South Africa, both in software and hardware and banking, and we look forward to the challenge to work together with all of the relevant parties.
Yeah. Just last month, the South African Revenue Services did give some sort of clarity on just how cryptocurrencies will be treated as far as tax is concerned in South Africa. Are you looking to change that in any way? Because for now, cryptocurrencies are not considered a currency. They're still going to be treated as an asset.
Well, certainly the how cryptocurrencies are received and regulated and taxed is evolving. It's the old story of the blind man and the elephant, where each one is trying to feel a different part of the animal to find out what it is. And around the world, there's not a clear consensus if it's an asset or a currency, or we're looking at nothing less than an evolution and revolution in how we perceive money and data. So certainly it will continue to evolve. We look forward to adapting to the market, but we believe it's also important to focus on the 5 C's. The customers coming first, and compliance, certainly, and the convenience of using a Vendibit VTM with a small amount of cash and learning a bit more about cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
These 5 C's will allow the individual to onboard. Certainly there's a unequal distribution of these type of machines around the world, mostly concentrated in North America, USA, Canada, Europe, Asia, where they're becoming more normal. You can pay your taxes in Switzerland in cryptocurrency.
Sure.
You certainly have some of the largest financial companies in the world, like Goldman Sachs, getting involved. So obviously the big boys are coming to town.
Some buy-in then, certainly, yeah. Certainly some buy-in coming in through there. Thank you so much for the time. That's where we're going to have to leave it, unfortunately, Daniel. Daniel Capiello is Vendibit Senior Blockchain Consultant. Their first Vendibit Blockchain VTM, as they like to call it, opens as well in South Africa. There's an update of their 2014 version.